Welcome to this Christian guided meditation from the invitation of the Master when he instructs, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Now notice one very important aspect of this instruction. The Master uses the word first. And this meditation is not an instruction in effort. Neither is it an exercise in personal self-improvement. It is an invitation into the way of revelation discovered by turning within. The kingdom of God, also spoken of as the kingdom of heaven, is not something found by way of thought, by way of belief, or through striving. Now, this is not to say that belief is without value, but that it can only ever be a signpost pointing the way. The kingdom is not a place one goes to, but an inner reality realized within. The Master declares this plainly when he says that the kingdom of heaven is within you. And it is this withinness that this meditation gently invites you to explore. To seek the kingdom of heaven, in the sense that the Master uses the phrase, does not mean to search outwardly or to strain inwardly. It means to turn. And this turning is the original meaning of repentance. Not guilt, not correction, but a quiet reorientation of attention. It's a turning from without to within, from doing to allowing, from thinking to knowing. At the heart of this turning is stillness. The stillness spoken of by the psalmist when he says, "Be still and know that I am God." To begin, find a place where you can lie down comfortably and allow this time to be undisturbed. If possible, set aside anything that might call for your attention. Let this be a space of quiet availability. As you begin, allow your body to rest just as it is. There's no need to adjust or to perfect anything. Let your attention gently come to the natural movement of your breathing. Not to change it, not to control it. Simply to notice that the breath is already happening. Breathing is given. It is received. Even now, life is breathing you. There is an invitation here to trust the breath, to trust that you do not need to manage life in order for the one life to sustain itself through you. As attention rests with the breath, you may notice that it softens on its own, perhaps slowing, perhaps becoming quieter. There's nothing you need to do to make this happen. Simply allow the breath to find its own rhythm. allow yourself to be breathed. And as you remain in this simple noticing, thoughts will continue to arise, just as clouds pass through an open sky. There's no need to resist them, judge them, or follow them. Simply watch. This watching is what the Master points to when he says, "Watch, I say unto you, watch." Watching is not doing, it is awareness without interference. In this watching, you begin to enter what the Master describes as give no thought. Now, this does not mean that thoughts disappear, nor that you succeed or fail in stopping them. It means you are no longer required to enter into them, no longer required to follow them. Thoughts are witnessed. Thoughts are free to come and go, while you remain as the open awareness in which they appear. As this watching matures, you may notice that thoughts begin to slow, not because you are stopping them, but because you are no longer feeding them with attention. The breath may soften further. The body may grow quieter. And gently, almost unnoticed, there may be a sense of something present before thought, before words, before effort. This is not something you create. It is something you come to recognize. In this gentle practice of trust and allowing, seeking begins to soften into abiding. Stillness is no longer experienced as emptiness, but as a quiet presence that does not depend upon thinking. This is the kingdom that cannot be grasped by the mind. The kingdom the Master knew could only be known through surrender, through the relinquishing of control, through a simple resting in faith. Remain here for a time, without watching for results and without reaching for understanding. Let yourself be quietly available. In this availability, there is already prayer. In this resting, there is already obedience. And in this stillness, whether clearly perceived or not, the doorway remains open through which life makes itself known. As we begin to close this time of guided meditation, you may notice a quiet question forming. Has anything happened? The mind often looks for a signal, a feeling, some confirmation that it has contacted the divine. Yet the stillness spoken of by the psalmist is not dramatic. It does not announce itself with sensation. It is subtle, and the capacity to recognize it matures gently over time. If you feel very little, this is not a failure. Nothing has gone wrong. The turning itself is already participation. Each moment of watching without entering thought is already a quiet reordering of attention. To seek first is not to secure an experience of communion. It is to begin gently and faithfully to turn. Each time you notice a thought and allow it to pass without entering it, there is already a quiet freedom. Each time you return to the breath without force, something in you loosens its grip on control. These movements may seem small, but they are not insignificant. The kingdom, the inner kingdom, is not revealed through striving nor through the demand for recognition, but through this quiet disidentification from the thinking mind. Over time, the watching becomes less effortful, the returning becomes more natural. What feels at first like practice slowly reshapes the way that your attention comes to rest. As for now, simply honor the turning. There's nothing to measure and nothing to achieve. Whether the stillness feels clear or distinct makes no difference. The invitation remains the same, to return again and again from thought to knowing, from effort to trust, from doing to allowing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, not as a demand for immediate realization, but as a gentle reordering of attention. Even when nothing dramatic is perceived, the turning itself is already participation. Now, in your own time, allow your awareness to widen. Notice the room or the space around you. Notice the sounds, the light, the simple presence of your surroundings. Let your eyes open gently, without leaving the stillness you have known. Nothing has ended. Only the form of your attention has shifted. And let it be so for you.